It's amazing to sit under the hearing of the word and be washed, isn't it? It's really awesome. There's a great anointing in this place. It's phenomenal. Our second speaker, Pastor Sam from Chennai. He drove all the way to be with us, I'm sure. We're going to have a great time. So it's going to be...
Okay, great to see all of you. Is it loud? Okay, just a few thoughts. Greetings from Chennai. It's really wonderful message. Manoj, really awesome. I really enjoyed the message. And also singing. It's great. It's like a feeling at home. You know, being in the house of the Lord is really wonderful. Just looking at your face is really awesome. The time is... What is the time? I should not cross the time. Okay. So, quickly... just turn your Bibles to Isaiah 6 verse 8. This last night we just have thought to come here to meet Pastor Brian and the church. And I asked Vasanth. And really, he also prompted by the Holy Spirit and he said, hey, I'll come with you. So we just drew here by the car and it was really awesome. You know, right? We came here in 4 hours, right? 4.5 hours. So, Isaiah 6 verse 8. I'll read it. Isaiah 6 verse 8. Actually, in Chennai, when I say Isaiah 6, 8, people read it. So, I forgot that I have to read it. Sorry. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Father, we just ask you to bless the words to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, it's really, sorry for the late start. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And it's really wonderful. How many of you really happy today? How many of you unhappy today? Really, after listening to this message, we can never be unhappy, no? It's really wonderful, you know? So, God is saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for me? And there is a voice from Isaiah. Isaiah was really a preacher, he's a hardcore preacher, but when it comes to grace, he did not understand the grace of the Lord, grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now, when he saw the Lord and he understood, God is calling, you know, indirectly or directly, God is calling Isaiah because he is in the presence of the Lord. God is telling, whom shall I send and who will go for me? And I would like to turn the passage, 2 Samuel chapter 18. There is a passage that's correlating with this thought. After the cross, the Lord no more will ask, whom shall I send? The Lord will say, go, you know. Matthew chapter 28, you know. There is no more business of asking who will go for me. You know, I really like this passage from 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 19. There is a war between Absalom. Absalom want to kill David and take the kingdom. And there was a war and Absalom was killed by his captain Joab. And now, there is a person, two people, Ahimaaz and Hushai. So the guy here in verse 19, Ahimaaz, you know, he asked Joab, shall I go, shall I take this message, shall I run? Shall I run and tell David? And Joab said, no, not today. Today is not a good news, you know. Some other day you go, not today. See, The Ahimaaz was really, he wants to run and tell David the good news. The good news is the war is over. David is victorious. He was sitting in the gate. And but the other guy, Joab selected the other guy. He was a weak guy. He will tell only a bad news. Kushai, you know, he said, you run today. You can run. See, God is always selecting a bad, you know, like a guy who can tell the bad news first. You know, the guy who does not have any good news. I don't have any good news. Do you have any good news? Apart from the cross, I don't have any good news. Apart from the gospel, we don't have any good news. Here, Cushai, he said, you know, Joab said, run. You can run. But, you know, the interesting thing the Holy Spirit is teaching us is as he was running and taking the message and saying that, you know, Absalom has died. Absalom, your son died. It's a bad news for David. Even though the war is, you know, won by David's people. But the bad news today, that day, Absalom died, you know, it's a bad news for David. But as Cushai was running, Ahimaaz was overtaking him and running. You see, the Holy Spirit is always, I compare Ahimaaz with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, God will always tell us, run. He will tell the weak guy who does not have any good news, he does not know any good news. We don't know any good news in this world. I won the lottery. Is it a good news? You know, I got some big, you know, I got a big post. Is it a good news? I don't think so. But, you know, we don't have any good news in this world. So, you know, God is selecting a people like us. And God is selecting a weak people. And God is selecting a people who only know bad news. Only know, don't know what is good news. And Cushai started running, want to tell David that your son died. You know, Absalom died. Your enemy's son, you know, died. And Ahimaaz was overtaking him in the plain and running past by him and wants to tell David. He ran and reached David first. Here, I want to tell you a few things. You see, Joab said to, in verse 21, go tell what you saw. We just have to tell what we saw. And rest, the Holy Spirit will tell people. The rest will be done by the Holy Spirit. The rest will be taken care by the Holy Spirit. In verse 21, you know, go tell what you saw. We just have to just tell what we experienced, what we read from the word. You know, we don't need to experience. We just, you know, believe what we believe, what we heard, what saved us. You know, beautifully he said, you know, Jesus Christ, Father gave Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ gave himself to us so that today, you know, we are saved because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Now, verse 22, Ahimaaz asked again. The Holy Spirit is really, you know, asking God, you know, I have to go before them. Otherwise, you know, they will perish. I have to run before them and I have to settle the issue before. I have to prepare the way for them. I have to go. And, you know, Joab said, you know, no, not today. You can't go. You know, don't need to go. Let them go. Let them go alone. But, you know, I said in the beginning, it's beautiful. Today, God will never tell us, you know, whom shall I send? Who will go for me? God will tell the whole church, go. We have to go. Keep going, you know. Yesterday, one guy, I was talking to one guy in the soul winning. And he asked, what do you get out of this? I said two things. And not what I get out of this. You know, I said two things. One is, you know, man, you know, his life is, one is occupation. The second one is vocation. And yesterday, the one beautiful Tamil translation came. You know, pilaippu alaippu. You know, I don't know how many people understand. This is pilaippu, that is alaippu. You see, God is really calling us the horizontal and the vertical. You know, God is calling us to go. He will never, no longer tell us, you know, will you go? No longer will ask us, will you go? He will say, go, because the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is given to us. And Holy Spirit is running ahead of us. The Holy Spirit is going ahead of us and announcing the good news. Announcing the news, you know, announcing the good news. You know, what is Ahimas told David in verse 23? And the Holy Spirit in Ahimas said, I will run anyway. See, I will run anyway. The Holy Spirit is telling, I will run anyway for them, you know, because they need my help. They need my comfort. They need my preparation. They need my power. See, the Holy Spirit is running ahead. See, in verse 25, if he comes, you know, then he said, Joab said, run. So the Holy Spirit is overtaking us so that we can overcome the devil. The Holy Spirit is overtaking us, running ahead of us before the king. And he wants to announce the good news first. Prepare the heart of David first. Prepare the heart of the king first. People first. That, you know, Absalom died. Now, the good news, you know, the Holy Spirit ran before them. And, you know, Ahimas never told Absalom died. Ahimas said, the war is own. It is, victory is ours. He announced, victory is ours. And later, Hushai came and said, Absalom died. See, God is really always helping us. The Holy Spirit is really helping us. We just have to run. We just have to run. Whatever, you know, we receive from the pulpit, whatever we receive from the Holy Spirit, we just take it and run. Whatever we see, whatever we, you know, he said, whatever you saw, you tell. Go and tell whatever you saw. In verse 28, see, here it is. One more thing I want to tell you. There is the authority. God has given us authority. First, Ahimas asked, can I run? And the captain said, you know, you don't run. You can't go today. Because you can carry only a good news. The Holy Spirit carries a good news. But we don't carry good news. But we just run and just tell what we see. You know, so God really make our new, whatever we say from our weakness, whatever we say, you know, in our humanity, in our human effort, you know, God will make, bring a, God will cause the words to bring a great effort in people's life. So, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 to 13, a centurion understood the authority of the word. He said, my servant is sick. And they went and told Jesus about the centurion. Centurion's servant is sick. And Jesus said, I will come and heal. And centurion said, I don't want Jesus to come into my house because I am not worthy. But, you know, ask him to tell a word, one word, that is enough. And that, with that word, my servant will be healed. See, he understood the authority because the word of Jesus will be backed by the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, same way, when we go and run and tell whatever it is, you know, whatever we understand, how much ever we tell the gospel, the good news, you know, how much ever we understood, you know, the Holy Spirit will back us. The government of Jesus will help us and, you know, to communicate with people. So now, faith goes beyond what we have known before. Faith goes beyond. I want to run anyway. Before I have never come across this kind of situation. But you know, faith goes beyond what we have known before. I have not understood many things in life. we have not understood, but you know, we just anyway, we go beyond that understanding. We go beyond our weaknesses. In closing, you know, so many times the problem, you know, there is nobody in this room without problem. We all have a struggle. We all have a problem in this humanity. But we don't magnify our problem, but we magnify Christ. In the midst of, you know, running, we run, we keep running, we running, we run, and we, you know, Isaiah 40:31, the Bible says, we know, all know the verse, you know, we run, but we will not be tired, we will not be weary, we walk, we will not be weary. We keep walking, keep running for Christ. Whatever, you know, we can tell, you know, even though the bad look like bad news, but there is inside, there's a good news, because the Holy Spirit comes along with us and complete the work. He goes ahead of us and complete the work, and so that we can go and we can tell the news, whatever, you know, committed to us, the gospel, and you know, God will honor that. We don't need to live in fear. We don't need to live in anxiety. We don't need to live in defeat, but we can live in victory as we run and as we go. You know, we do not know, because Cushai did not know Ahimaaz will overtake him and run. He was running and he thought he is going alone, but the Holy Spirit is going with him and overtook him and prepared the way. The same way, you know, Jesus, you know, has a plan for us. His plan is that we will simply run in faith. We'll just to go forward in faith, and we will proclaim it in faith. We will believe whatever is commanded from God. We just believe and carry the message, carry the light. We just keep running. You know, the Ahimaaz, I really like his zeal. He said, I will run anyway. I will run. So Paul said, I fought a good fight. I ran a good race. I fought a very good fight. So, you know, this life is running for Jesus, running with the message, running with the gospel. Amen? Okay.